lay the groundwork for something serious.
And the people that are sitting in our chairs, you and I, are creating media that we're pushing out to the world so that people can wake up and they have some practical knowledge to make these ideas become reality. Right now, we see the role of media being that mostly of entertainment, some news, some of the time. But there really is a really powerful need for media to fill, and it has filled in the past. What do you see the role of media in our world being in helping to create this new economy and this new world, this new culture? Where can media take us, and how should they hold that responsibility and trust? How should they exercise this responsibility?
Well, let me underline that. That's exactly right, and what you folks are doing with your own media efforts is really important. Just getting the information out, making it clear other people are doing it, and that means you probably could if you wanted to. Deepening the theoretical discussion, as we've begun to probe into some of the theoretical problems of, if you don't like corporate capitalism, you don't like state socialism, how do you organize a system? Really getting that on the table, introducing people to different ideas, introducing people to the idea that a movement is building up so that they don't feel so alone. That is a critical function of media and absolutely necessary. So I take my hats off to guys like you who are doing it.
Thanks for your time today. And to close out, we were just wondering if you had any about the magnitude of the challenge of changing a socioeconomic political system as large as the United States and also our global economic.
Revolutions are as common as grass in world history. If you look at the long pattern, in the United States and in Canada in a different way, the most powerful empire of the time, the British Empire, was outgunned by a handful of farmers and small businessmen and ultimately defeated. The systems try to generate, they must generate the idea that they are inevitable and that they will last forever. Turns out, if anyone's a historian, knows that's simply not true, in not only in our own era, but in history, systems come and go. So that's the first place. The second is starting where you are and beginning to do what you can to build the elements of the next system, I think, is the key decision. And not only practically, but I sometimes say the American women's movement in the 1960s was very important in one respect. Chairman Mao, the Chinese leader, used to say, power comes out of the barrel of a gun. And these women said, no, you know, I think power comes when half a dozen of us get together and we read and learn and think together and have a little meeting and some coffee and drinks and really struggle with the ideas. And then we figure out what we can do locally. And then we act and support each other. And that, I think, is where power comes from. So it's not so much, you know, rhetoric. It's a matter of actually getting half a dozen friends around and saying, what can we do here that can move the ball? And there's a lot of places called here in your country and around the world that you add them up, that's all there is, frankly. And a movement that has power starts with all the heres in the world.
Today's episode of The Extra Environmentalist. Hello, this is John Jonathan Q. You're listening now to CITR 101.9 FM from the UBC Vancouver campus radio station inside the UBC Student Union building. It's the 17th of December today. And you're now going to enjoy some music if you continue to listen. That's what's going to happen. And yeah, here we go. Copeland, Advice to Young Girls. I guess it's the spectacle of the end of the year rotation where we all go around and celebrate ourselves and enunciate ourselves by telling each other what we really liked from that year, which products we consumed, doling out our hard-earned money to enjoy, and which satisfied us in the most artistic, baroque ways. This is my favorite song of the year. Copeland featuring actress Advice to Young Girls. And here we go. Thank you.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school, pretend to go to sleep while your parents argue in the kitchen. Put on some makeup and dress up. You sneak out of the window and meet your friends on the corner. Together you're strong. You walk the streets. Face the city. Face the night. The city is yours.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
So we just heard Copeland's advice to young girls off her debut album, actually, ostensibly one half of because there's so much mystery involved with that, of London-based experimental duo Hype Williams. Her debut album came out this year, definitely showcasing her as the more beat-oriented, innervating side of that duo, all the more interesting because of the sort of introversion that is associated with that persona. The cover of the album is very powerful. Just a very forceful sort of blank face. The desire to emphasize that introversion as a sort of power, not as a but, or you know, in spite of, she can be, but that in and of itself is something powerful. And it's very nice to reflect on as we all get our end of the year list together and tell each other what this year was about, the cultural phenomenons that shaped us, all the things that happened. A new Hobbit film, of course, very important. The culmination of Peter Jackson's Hobbit trilogy is out this Friday, I believe. So go and check that out. Take your loved ones. Have a good time. But, you know, all this list making is, to some degree, and because we surround ourselves with people who are like ourselves for the most part, a very interesting form of self-definition in the face of the other, which is inevitably ourselves, more or less, 50 shades of varying best new music, deep cuts. Speaking of which, Run the Jewels 2, Pitchfork's album of the year, so we can wrap that one up. The question has been solved. The year has been explicated in exquisite detail. Now and Forever. Quite a good album. Pitchfork, because they do it editorially, that's how they determine their records of the year, ostensibly, made it out to be a very strong clarion call for the oppressed, obviously. This year, every year, but this year it is blown to the forefront of the mainstream cultural imagination. There's been revolt and open oppression, particularly regarding the militarization of police in the United States, the police culture of the United States, the violence inherent in that. And all these, of course, are valid things to emphasize if you are curating a list of the best albums as a means of explicating what a year was really about. But of course, you know, there's problematic things in the album. It remains rather misogynistic, which is unfortunate, because obviously Killer Mike has emphasized repeatedly his stance against misogyny of any kind. And you know, room for criticism remains open. So this I say that, you know, Actresses, Ghettoville was my favorite album of the year, because it took a much vaunted genre, vaporwave, which I've always sort of associated with like a, you know, there's this maybe capitalist critique going on, a critique of modern consumerism, contemporary advertising, which has infiltrated every aspect of our perception of the world. But it's just such a piss take, and it doesn't have the weight of actual urgency to it. It sounds like a joke. It's like when The Wire essentially declared that their reception towards PC music, that new London-based label featured recently on Pitchfork, was that it was the sort of face of this ironic white privilege neoliberalism, this ability to point this thing out in society and laugh at it while still being protected from it, shielded from its actual consequences. And Ghettoville isn't like that. It has those vaporwave tendencies in terms of what it's doing to the music, but the urgency and the despair behind it are significantly more powerful than anything else I've heard from that genre of experimental electronic music this year. And that's the longest I'm going to talk during this episode of Cue It Up from CITR 101.9 FM.
Vanity, I love you for myself. Me and always you and always never no one else. Sanity, a vestige of my wealth. Lost but always found before the idols that I knelt. Strategy, the only way to try. Keep it do or die and always think in terms of I. Reverie, some legends you just passed. Revelry instead, for it renders hella fast. Capital, a sound that's on the rise. It's shaking unrealized until ashes has been raised. Sepulcher, a stage alive by ghosts. Floating off with bags of the blood encrusted dough. Farseer, quite simply it is him. It's black of filling pedalistic, pedestrophic hymns. Darkness, the light that flashed in there. Kingdom stellar layers to which my kind is the heirs. Pasquinade, the jester's game of vice. The triacid culprit slain during heist. Them just walk around, them walking around. They just watching down, they watching down. What they talking about, they talking about. Don't you copping out, don't copping out. From a cold cloth cut in the deep tones. A sunken ship with the ghost tone. They put my secret name there upon her plaza. Under the chair hot, tucked in a dough spot. So the chrome ties screech every time we dip. We converse in the ancient languages. If you come to see her, this is what you get. Specialist, equipped for the long trip. Yeah. And my jacket fits. And I'm packing it. So miraculous. And it's statuesque. Legends carry like a killer's nerves. One pitch is worth a thousand swerves. Backstated to enhance what is pre-glow. Dance with the white whale on the pink wall. And finds your way fast when the road curves. It's a seesaw. Shall I go? Shall I go? Look at me fall. Did I know? Did I know? Cause here on a gilded wing, rockin' filthy rings. Go back, just should go back. Yeah, you said it cool, but it's all hang. Shall we raise a drink? Look, you think? For whom the angels sing? And my favorite color brown with pink. I believe to own his ink. I'ma hold the throne, a tight grip. They might trip, boy. Cause the way I so get enjoyed. Them just walking round, them walking round. They just watching down, they watching down. What they talking about, they talking about. Ain't no copping out, no copping out.
Wow. Hello, you're listening to Cued Up, CITR 101.9 FM. That was They Come in Gold from Shabazz Palace's Laissez Majesty. Another one of my favorites from this year. And before that, we heard Corner, which is a track off Actress's Ghettoville. The first of his two releases from this year. He also released Zool later this year, or later that year being this year, 2014. Let's give it a round of applause. And we had a wonderful message from Actress on Ghettoville. This sort of decisive, it was a bit, maybe a bit, if it wasn't so deliberately theatrical, you could accuse them of being pretentious. But here it is, and it made any question of further Actress material in question, but a question in and of itself, but as an EP was released later that year, we can just enjoy it in hindsight, without the fear and the trepidation and the uncertainty. Ghettoville is the bleach out and black-tinted conclusion of the Actress image, where the demands of writing caught the artist slumped and reclined, devoid of any soul, acutely aware of the simulated prism that required breakout. Four albums in, and the notes and compositions no longer contain decipherable language. The scripts now carry tears. The world has returned to a flattened state, and out through that window the birds look back into the cage they once inhabited, spitting flames behind a white wall of silence. The machines have turned to stone. Data reads like an obituary to its user. A fix is no longer a release. It's a brittle curse. Zero satisfaction, no teeth. Pseudo-artists running rampant, but the path continues. Rest in peace, music, 2014. Actress. And it's a wonderful little message for any year. The sort of conception of art as being one of the few things maybe that can let us escape the prison of daily life. And I don't mean in a droll sort of, oh, you go to work 5 days a week and then you have the weekend. No, I don't mean that. I'm talking about how everyone is conditioned by their social reality, that art is maybe a possible means of escaping that conditioning and going beyond yourself as a person. But, you know, if art is just a fix, you know, it's a temporary, so it's consumption. How can you conceive of art in that sense when it is processed through this capitalistic system in which everything is delivered as consumption, as a fix? That actress is delivering this message, an album that has to be sold to support an independent label that ostensibly cares more about music than money. But we all need to make money. So Shabazz Palaces, on that note, great album. Fantastic set of experimental suites. You know, not as many cohesive songs, but really, cohesion is boring. On that note, Failing, The Apple in the Pig's Mouth, local, wonderful album, very cohesive on the, to rebut the thing I just said immediately now, because I'm just one dude. What does it matter what I'm saying? Here we go. Black and Pitch from Failing. The Apple in the Pig's Mouth came out second quarter of the year. An absolutely apocalyptic sort of punk, you know, with just enough to get the blood flowing, I feel. Yes. All right, let's go. We'll be right back.
my heart a black lake, rippling inside my chest, the wall between us, a burgeoning.
Beppe Chris Band presents Difficult Music, Harsh Electronics, Spoken Word, Cut Up / Collage, and a General Chris Band Weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So we just heard Black Lake, maybe a thematically central track on Jenny Hual's and Susanna's collaborative album from this year, Meshes of Voice, my second favorite album of the year. Just such a wonderful sort of thematic, like a mixture of, you know, like in a very like Joycean sense, like an inversion of dark and light tones and this elevation of the rank and the bodily and the physical. And you get that wonderful reflection in the lyrics and the music itself with that Baroque composition that is meshed together with these heavy surges of sound and noise, and it's just absolutely wonderful. Before that, we had Rollmock, local, broke up this year, sort of a long-delayed double release, a tape and a 7-inch. I played off the tape, which I think both of them are excellent, but I do think the tape takes the cake here, as it was. Played Othello Tunnels off Travels in the Interior Districts. And before that, I played Failing's Greatest Gift of All from the album The Apple and the Pig's Mouth. I was stumbling over my words earlier. Just this absolutely bitter, bitter, bitter sort of just absolute cynicism, point at which you are laughing at yourself. And last local track of the day from Ian William Craig, his A Turn of Breath. And unlike most of the local stuff I pick up on, this is actually I picked up on this because it was featured on Tiny Mixtapes. And I know the prolific Alan Ranta, who writes for Exclaim as well, I believe, writes for Tiny Mixtapes. I believe another Vancouverite writes for Tiny Mixtapes as well and is funneling all this excellent Vancouver music to them. I saw the Courtneys featured on the Chocolate Grinder. Village has been featured. Whoever it is, they can feel free to fess up now, because in an age of cloud data and ubiquitous hacking sprees, your identity is not safe, which is why we are now turning to the spiritual, sublime compositions of Ian William Craig to give us meaning in an increasingly anomic, technocratic, disjointed world. I'm being like half facetious right now, but this album is very good. It's my favorite Vancouver album of the year. Let's listen to it. Either Or from A Turn of Breath, and then we are going to listen to something else.
got that?
Yeah.
And that has been queued up. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. What might as well have been my year-end show. Maybe I'll do a Christmas show next week. And that was Kevin Drum and Jason Jeskalitz Outside Now from The Abyss. Wonderful sort of movement, very contemplative. This ulterior sort of energy just bursting out, movement from these wonderful outdoorsy sort of, you know, ambient sources sourced from the natural world into electronic movement, a bit of acoustic movement at the end of there for the divergence and the noise. Oh gosh, look at the time. It's 4. Asian Wave is up now. Stay tuned. But until we get that, and thank you for sticking with me, if you've been with me this hour, we're just gonna listen to Dean Blunt's Mersch to phase us into the next show. Cue it up, UBC CITR 2014, now and forever.
Best believe them. It's not a problem.